What's up, podcast? First and foremost, I hope you guys are having an awesome day, whether it be the morning, afternoon, or evening when you guys are listening to this. Regardless of what time, I hope your day is going amazing and hope it only gets better from here and hope you're killing it and getting everything you want done today. But if you guys could do a real quick favor for me, just share this podcast. It would mean the world to me. I know it doesn't seem like much to you guys, but it definitely does help me out a lot. So if you guys could do that, that would be amazing. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope everybody is having a great day and a great week. It is Wednesday, so it's hump day. I feel like everybody's mood is kind of getting uplifted as we're on that cycle to the weekend again. If you live in Canada, it is, in fact, Canada Day this weekend, and we get Monday off. So happy Canada Day to everybody out there if I don't get another podcast out, which I'm hopefully going to try to do. But if not, happy Canada Day. I hope your weekend is awesome and you have great time with the family and friends and, you know, get your drink on if you're old enough. So, anyways, let's dive right into this episode. Today, we're going to be counting down my favorite animes of 2018. So, this is like an accumulation of animes that I've watched from about 2 years ago up until now. I've watched a lot. I've watched pretty different animes, you know, not a lot of mainstream ones, even though a lot of the ones I'm going to say are the mainstream ones just because they're actually that good. So anyways, I'm going to hop right into it. So starting it off, we're going to start with Your Lie in April. So, wow, man, this anime is probably one of the most gut-wrenching animes I've ever seen. It's honestly crazy what happens in this anime. You know, I fell in love with all the characters. And essentially, it's about this musical genius named Kosei. And he's beloved by all these people who listened to him as a kid because he was a child prodigy, you know, very young when he started playing piano. Suddenly, his, you know, ability to play music, it disappears due to, like, traumatic events throughout his life, which are explained throughout the anime, and you'll continuously see that if you do watch it. In this anime, through friendship and love, he finds the music within himself again. So, without throwing in too many spoilers, this is probably one of the saddest animes I've ever seen, and the twists that the show takes are honestly second to none. It's honestly kind of crazy, like, what really does happen in this anime, and it really does catch you off guard. I mean, I'm not an emotional guy, but I definitely got a little bit emotional over this anime. You got really devoted to the characters, and it was crazy to see what they ended up doing with the whole anime. So out of this one, I give it about a 9.5 out of 10. It, like I said, guys, it was really good. I strongly recommend it. You're really gonna love it. So the next one, we got Toradora. Now, a lot of people probably haven't actually heard of this anime before, but it's definitely a really good series. So, in the series, we follow the story of a young girl named Taiga and Ryuki's a guy, and it's about their relationship throughout high school, and it really hits home with a lot of the struggles that we actually go through already. So with, like, a lot of love issues and underlying family issues that, like, we really all deal with, this anime depicts what most teens, like, will always go through in life and through high school and the hardships that come with it. This anime is definitely a true testament to what it means to love somebody, and honestly, it's amazing. I would strongly recommend watching it. It's not like a lot of people take anime and, like, they think about, like, oh, you know, superpowers, like, crazy shit, like, coming out of their bodies and, like, all that other shit, you know, but it really isn't. This one is more of a serious anime, still very lighthearted because they are in high school, but yeah, I definitely would recommend this one. I'd give this one an 8 out of 10. I really like this one personally. The next one we have up is Fairy Tail. And essentially, it's a world filled with magic users, and we follow the journey of a guy called Natsu and his guild called Fairy Tail. And he completes many quests in order to receive money, and, you know, he saves his friends, and essentially, he's basically going to save the world from it going corrupt. It's a really good anime, especially if you're into stuff that's, like, filled with action, and, you know, a lot of fantasy lovers would probably really like this one. The only downside to this is how, like, it's pretty long, it's kind of a commitment, and some of the episodes get a tad bit repetitive, but with that being said, that's like any other shonen, so, you know, it has its ups and its downs. I definitely would recommend it. It's a really good anime, like I said, action-packed. There's a little bit of,
development of characters and, feelings and romance and whatnot, but it really focuses on the action in between the quests that they go through. So I'd give this one probably about like a 7.5 out of 10. It's still a really good anime, but definitely not like one of my favorites. The next one we have up is, oh my god, guys, this is one of my favorite animes, like, of all time. And if you aren't into anime, like, I strongly suggest that you kick it off with this thriller. It is called My Hero Academia. Look it up right now. Go watch it on Crunchyroll. Get your 14-day free sample and go do it. Like, go watch it, like, right now. It is so good, guys. Like, you don't even understand. I feel like anime gets, like, a bad stigma. Like, people always think it's, like, hentai porn or, like, some crazy shit with, like, tentacles. But it's really not. Like, it's actually really, really good. I watch more anime than I watch actual TV. And with that being said, I never watch TV. So, anime is definitely the only thing that I really watch besides movies. So, anyways, in My Hero Academia, it's essentially a world full of humans with quirks. Or these quirks are considered superpowers, so some people would use them for good, some people use them for bad, thus separating them into heroes and villains. So, in this series, we follow the story of Izuku Midoriya and his classmates at UA. And UA is the most elite hero training school. Okay, so from the start of his power to becoming the strongest, this series is one of the best I have ever seen, like, hands down. Like, it's so crazy. So, he starts off with no quirk at all. And it develops later on in life. It's actually crazy. You guys really have to watch it. So he was picked on his entire life because he didn't have this quirk, but now he does have one, and he's developing it to the point where he is gonna be the strongest of all time. Like, it's really cool to see what happens. Like, there's a bunch of other quirks. Like, there's one guy named Todoroki. He's fucking sick. Like, this guy's half hot, half cold. He's got ice and fire. He's a really cool character. We got this one guy called Bakugo. He's kind of like a shit disturber. Like, a lot of people, like, don't like his attitude and shit like that. But I personally think he's fucking hilarious. I could go on about this forever. I mean, he has explosions from his hands. Like, his sweat glands, they explode. It's crazy. Like, we got, like, other people who are, like, invisible. The basic stuff. We got people who, like, there's this one girl named Earphone Jack where, like, her earlobes are literally earphone jacks. And she can, like, amplify anything. So, like, if she plugs into something, like, she can hear through walls and shit like that, but she can also, like, plug her ears, like, into the ground or something and send, like, a massive shockwave, like, through her amplified, like, voice. It's really crazy. I definitely would recommend it. I always find myself, like, waiting for the next week for this episode, so I would give this a 10 out of 10. There's only one other anime that I would ever give a 10 out of 10, and it is Naruto. Hands down, the best anime ever. In my humble opinion, I watch a lot of anime, but I think Naruto is by far the best anime I have ever seen in my life. It is, oh my god. It's very long, though. Like, it's such a big commitment. It's unbelievable. There's, like, 700 episodes, but really, like, if you're one of those people, like, you don't have to watch all of them. Like, probably, like, I think it's, like, 370 something are all filler. It's either that or it's vice versa, and it's like 420, because there's so many episodes. There's like 800 episodes, and now there's Boruto, which is Naruto's kid. I won't tell you who his wife is. You'll have to figure that out through Naruto, or if you want to spoil it for yourself, go ahead and watch Boruto and see who he's with. But Boruto sucks in comparison. Like, I stopped watching that shit like a month in, 2 months in. I just couldn't get onto it. Naruto is definitely the best anime I've ever seen, though. Essentially, what happens is when Naruto was a baby, the Hidden Leaf Village was attacked by the Ninetales, which is like this massive nine-tailed fox, and just completely destroy the entire city, or the entire village, I guess you could say. So Naruto grows without a family and uses practical jokes to get attention on him, since he literally has nobody, like nobody at all. And he tries to join the Academy of Ninjas, and but he continuously fails his exams to be admitted. But through hard work and dedication, this dude becomes literally the strongest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. Like, this guy is the greatest I have ever seen. He is definitely the strongest ninja I have ever seen in the world. Like, he has a dream to become Hokage, which is, like, the best, the highest up, the strongest in all of, like, the village and stuff like that, respected by everybody. And that's his goal. And through hard work and dedication, he's gonna do that. The character development is second to none. It literally helped me through like the darkest stage in my life. Felt like I was alone, because I was alone. I was living on my own and stuff like that. And it really helped me through this time. You know, being a lonely sad boy up there, it fucking sucked. So I had to resort to using something as my outlet, and Naruto became that outlet. And you know what? It was one of the best decisions of my life to really sit down and watch it, because honestly, it helped me get through like so much when I was there. Like, I was so unhappy at the time, and this show just really, really hit home for me. And now I have an emotional attachment to this show just because of how great it is and how much it helped me through these times, like, and what I was like back then. And now look where I am now, and I actually have a lot to tribute to Naruto for that, because it really did help me through my time. But anyways, let's keep it rolling here. I would rate this anime 10 out of 10, hands down, best anime I have ever seen in my life. This next anime is like a little bit pervy, only because it's called Food Wars, okay, and the anime is essentially like MasterChef, but an anime, and it follows the story of this young cook named Yukihiro Soma, and his quest to becoming the best chef out there. And within this like great culinary school, he meets many people, finds out his dad also went to the school. He meets like really great friends that he ends up like rooming with all the time, and even better rivals that continue to push him to be his best. But like I said, like, it's a food one, so, you know, how can you not expect there to be like some pervy stuff when they taste something and that tastes like really good? Like, how are you supposed to depict what it tastes like in your mouth? And the writers and the people who created it decided to go with the pervy side of things, which is okay for some people. I mean, I can handle a little bit of it. Sometimes I think it's too much and I just skip past it, but I definitely would recommend watching this. Like, I think it's a really good show if you can look past like all the little pervy parts. So I'd give Food Wars like a 9 out of 10. Like, this is a really good episode, or a really good series, I should say. Sorry, not episode. All the episodes are really good episodes. But yeah, all of them are really good. The series is really good overall, like a 9 out of 10. I would strongly recommend watching it. The next one is Darling in the Franxx. This one is new this season, I believe, or maybe last season. It's continued on. But so essentially, Darling in the Franxx is... it's a world full of pilots and co-pilots put into the Franxx machines. And what Franxx machines are, it's like a male and female machine that allows them to fight these giant-ass monsters. So these monsters, you know, they're not like Pacific Rim, if you've ever seen that. Like, they're not monsters like that sense. It's hard to really explain them. If you want to know what I mean, like, go watch like the first episode of the anime, and you'll definitely find out. So in this series... there's a thrilling tale of Code 016 and 02, and it's great for those people who, like, really love a good, like, action and, like, romance or drama, like, you should say, because they're just children that were bred for war against these Klaxosaurs, and in the Franxx machines, that's what they were literally, like, designed and bred for. So these kids, they're growing up, you know, fighting in this war, and they're trying to find out what it means to be human through all these emotions that, and they don't understand, like, any of it, like, the feelings that they're getting, like, everything is so new to them. So I think that's really cool to see, like, their reactions and the development that they have in the show. Like, I think it's a really good anime. Definitely wouldn't start off with this anime if you're just getting into anime now. I would definitely start off with, like, My Hero Academia, like, or Naruto or something like that. Actually, I wouldn't start with Naruto just because of the fact of how long it is. Probably I'd start off with My Hero Academia to really introduce you to anime, because it's really, really good. And it's relatively short. It's only on the third season, so there's only about, like 50 episodes so far, and they keep adding every single week, so it's really good. I definitely would recommend it. The next one we have, this one's one of my favorites, Tokyo Ghoul. So, this is one of the darker animes that I've watched, but it's still one of my favorites. So, ghouls and humans live amongst each other in this one, and the ghouls... Oh, I didn't give a rating for Darling in the Franxx. Darling in the Franxx rating, I would give about an 8 out of 10. I think it's good if you are already into anime. I don't think that you would enjoy it if you just are starting off in anime. So, I definitely wouldn't start off with this one, but... definitely go back and watch it later on if you really get hooked on the anime. So, next episode, next season, Next anime that we have is Tokyo Ghoul. It's one of the darker animes I've watched, but still one of my favorites. So, ghouls and humans live amongst each other in this, and the ghouls feed on humans to survive. But the humans have hunters for these ghouls, they hunt them down. They're essentially, it's a great war that's going on in between them. All ghouls have this secret ability, though. They can use these things called kagoons. I don't know if that's the proper pronunciation. The kagoons, which are like literally these predatory organs, and they function as their weapon. So that's what they use to like get into fights with other ghouls for like territory and stuff like that. It's really cool, like what goes on. It's kind of like the mob versus like the government or something like that. Like it's crazy. Everybody's battling for turf, and the humans are just trying to survive. And they got to be wary of all these ghouls. But the ghouls are like, there are some that aren't really into killing humans. Like they only feast on like dead people. These ghouls, like I said, they feed on humans and whatnot. But have you ever? I don't imagine you would have ever thought this, but have you ever thought like what would happen if there's someone who is half ghoul and half human? Well, that's essentially what Tokyo Ghoul is. We watch Kaneki and Kaneki, and we follow his story on how he came to be and how he plans to end on this like waging war that's going on. And it's really interesting to see the development of going from a human perspective to a ghoul perspective in like a split instant. Like it's really crazy to see him fight back the ghoul inside him and try not to eat anybody. And let me tell you something, he turns into a fucking badass. Like it's so crazy. Like I definitely would recommend watching this. It could be your first anime as well. Like this one is a good one to start off with. I think it's really, really cool. Last one on my list, we got Black Clover. So another relatively new anime that's really hot right now. So basically, it's another world full of magic users. There's the Clover Kingdom, Diamond Kingdom, Spade Kingdom. All these kingdoms are full of magic users, and we follow the story of two peasants named Asta and Yuno, who are on the personal quest of becoming the Wizard King of the Clover Kingdom. So in the Clover Kingdom, they have like a bunch of different teams. I guess you could say there's like seven or eight different teams. There's the Black Bulls, there's the Golden Dawn, there's the Silver Serpents. There's like a bunch of them. And a lot of them it's very rare for magic users to get into the Magic Knights. So it's really cool to see what they did to get there. And the only problem with this is that Asta has literally no magic within him, and Yuno is straight up a prodigy with magic. So again, if you're into action nonstop, this is definitely your ticket in. This anime is great with characters, although like it's a little bit cliche when compared to previous animes like Naruto, but if you start off with Black Clover, like you'll think it's like really good. I'm sure you'll get hooked. Like I said, this is one of my favorite animes as well. I'd probably rate this one about like an 8.5 out of 10. Not a 9, just because of the fact that it is a bit cliche, and I do see a lot of animes that, or I have seen a lot of animes that are already like this one. But nonetheless, it is still a very good anime, still really good enough to keep me hooked and watch every Tuesday. So next anime we have Seven Deadly Sins. Okay, so this one is probably like, my I don't know. I'd like to say top three, but it might be like about the 3 or 4 spot. You can watch it on Netflix, so it's a really good anime. I would recommend it if you haven't started watching any animes yet. Like this one's really good. Meliodas is a little bit pervy, but that's okay. He doesn't do anything like crazy or anything like that. Like so, basically, there's the Holy Knights. And that's basically it. Those are the enforcers of everything. Like those are like the police, that's the government. That's everything. That's everybody. And they enforce everything. So basically what happens in the Seven Deadly Sins is you have the Holy Knights, and then a group of them who were the elite of the elite were called the Seven Deadly Sins. And essentially what happens is the king ended up dying, the Grand Master, who was like the greatest of all of them, and they blame the Seven Deadly Sins because they were there at the time. So basically, all the Seven Deadly Sins are split up now, and somebody ends up going on a quest looking for them and ends up finding them, and now they're putting the band back together, and they're going to war against the demon race, who is now on the upcoming. So a lot of twists and turns with this anime as well. I would definitely recommend watching it. Again, this one is like full of action, like nonstop. It's on Netflix. It's pretty short. I think it's only 12 episodes. Season 2 is not on Netflix, though. There is Signs of Holy War. That's like a 4-episode like miniseries, I guess you could say. I think that's really good, too. So you're getting like 16 episodes out of Netflix. But the rest, like, you're going to have to watch, like, offline on some sort of, like, stream or something like that. Once again, I definitely would recommend, like, this anime. I'd give it about a 9 out of 10, one of my top 5, you know, probably. Anyways, guys, I hope that this was very helpful to you guys. If you do like anime, you know, follow the podcast. I'll probably be talking about it more later on in the future. If you don't like anime, I'm going to put you on it. Don't worry. Like, a lot of people are a bunch of haters and against it, but just give it a try. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, all these animes at once, but, you know, definitely give it a try, okay? If you're listening and you're still listening, I really hope this was helpful to you for those anime lovers out there. I respect you guys. Hopefully, I'll get some of you guys in the comments or tweeting at me or something like that. That would be really cool. My Twitter handle is @ztalks2. Just send me a tweet, you know, and talk about anime. Say which anime was your favorite and shit like that. You know what I mean? I hope all these animes have helped. I'm just gonna go through them again real quick. So first one, Your Line April, must see. Toradora, not a must see, but you definitely should throw it on the list. Fairy Tail, a really good one, action packed. My Hero Academia, probably my second favorite of all time. Definitely would watch this. Tokyo Ghoul, amazing. Like, just a really dark anime, just amazing. Naruto, hands down, best anime ever. Watch that one. Food Wars, a little bit pervy, but still amazing, especially if you're into, like, stuff like MasterChef. Darling in the Franxx, really good, if you're into, you know, that post-apocalyptic shit. And Black Clover, if you really like the magics and the guilds and shit like that. And Seven Deadly Sins, obviously, as I just talked about it. Anyways, guys, hope you guys had an awesome day. Hope you guys will have an awesome week. Catch you guys on the next episode. Peace.